Hello, my friends. It is me, Lil B.
I am going to answer any questions that were on my AMA. In the interest of fun, I have not read any of them except the ones that are publicly commented on the post. So I am going to answer the ones from the forum first, and then I will go back to the ones on the post. So I'm probably going to laugh. So yeah, let's go. So the first question I can see is, several audios have been about literature, libraries, poetry, etc. Coincidence? Also, have you read much erotic literature? If so, is there something different about DWA type erotica? Is there any visual porn you do enjoy? You mentioned feeling ethically uncomfortable with some mainstream porn. So this is like five questions in once. So, first off, literature, libraries, poetry, etc. Coincidence? No. I think I own, I probably own upwards of 1,000 books. I very much love the library. And I love poetry and literature and anything to do with books. So no, it's not a coincidence. It's just me coming out in the things that I, you know, record smut about. Have I read much erotic literature? Yes. I was raised on paranormal fantasy because my mother likes it. So I have read many books about sexy vampires, sexy werewolves, sexy fairies. I also very much enjoy a thriller. And most thrillers have some nice good sex scenes in them. Also, I was a Lit Erotica gal. And I have said this many times, but that fan fiction to Lit Erotica to audio porn pipeline though. Is there something different about GWA type erotica? So, the thing that I like most about GWA is that there's something for everyone. I don't engage with 95% of content because I like what I like, I find what I like, and I listen to what I like, and I like it. But yes, and then another difference about GWA that I really enjoy is it's easy to insert yourself into the narrative. And it's people making content that want to make content. So I don't have any ethical or moral concerns. Which leads on to the next part of this same one question. Is there any visual porn I do enjoy? You mentioned feeling ethically uncomfortable with some mainstream porn. So, and I could spend an hour talking about this on its own, but I won't. So I've mentioned many times that I wear hearing aids. And the sounds play directly into my brain, which assists in enabling me to imagine that I am the subject. You know, it's fun. The problem I have with visual porn is that I don't think it's... 95% of visual porn is not realistic and does not portray sex as how sex is. I think women are also often treated as sexual objects that are being fucked, as opposed to sexual subjects who are having sex. And yeah, I really don't watch porn at all. If I was to watch porn, I would want it to be amateur. And even then I have ethical concerns because I don't know that it's been shared with everybody's consent. Which is why I am a big fan of OnlyFans. I don't use it, I don't have one, but I absolutely support any gals, guys, or envies that want to, because that is you choosing a platform and using a platform the way you want to. So I'm here for it. Okay, that was a long answer to a 10-part question. What made me decide to record audios? So, I have been told, so I joined, I've been on Reddit for 10 years. You know, since back when it was just the memes, I've been here. but I discovered sexy Reddit, I would say, in and around, when I say sexy Reddit, I knew there were porn sites and porn subreddits and stuff, but I didn't really, wasn't that interested in them. I discovered GWA in October, maybe November. And I was like, okay, my name on my Safer Work Reddit is my actual name. There's also pictures of my face all over. So we will not be commenting on audio porn with full name and face. So I made this new account. And then I made some friends and people kept telling me my voice sounded nice. So I made a couple of audios for a couple of specific people. They know who they are. And I sent it to them and yeah, they said my voice was nice. And then I was like, this is really fun. So I started to record them and post them, and I've had a very fun time, and I have made lots of friends who I firmly believe will be my friends forever. So that's exciting. But yeah, I record them for me because I think it's fun, whilst also occasionally recording for my friends or maybe underserved audiences. But yeah, it's much fun and I have a good time doing it. If you could live in any fictional world, example, Marvel, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, etc., what would you choose and why? So, I am making the assumption that within this fictional world, it's at the end of all the story when everyone is happy. I'm also making the assumption that I can drive the narrative because I... So I read the first Harry Potter book when I was 6. We do not like J.K. Rowling anymore. However, I will no longer engage with her content. I will no longer engage with her. But I will enjoy the memories that Harry Potter has given me. So, I got the first Harry Potter book when I was 6. And as I grew up, they grew up with me. I grew up with the characters. And anyone who knows me will be unsurprised to know that I was a very nerdy girl. And I identified heavily with Hermione. I am she is me. So I would live in Harry Potter, assuming that I get to drive the narrative of this fantasy world that I live in. I would be a witch and I would, try and make people's lives better. But yes, absolutely Harry Potter post Voldemort. And yeah, I would just live a nice life being a witch with my witch friends, and, trying to do good things. The next question, and I know who it's from, says, who is beautiful, who is smart, who is sexy, who is funny? And I'm just going to go ahead and say it's me, because I know that's what they want me to say. Okay, yes, moving on. The next question is, which is the worst King Henry? And I mean, it takes no studying at all. We can objectively say that Henry the VII is the worst King Henry. What is your favorite breakfast food? So favorite, and I don't have it often, because then it would ruin it and it wouldn't be special, is like American style pancakes with honey and as many fresh berries as I can put on it. Mm-hmm. Yum yum. Most of the time I just eat toast or cereal. What is the best thing you've ever eaten? I'm gonna be... Okay, so... Okay. I think that... Yeah. So, my nanny makes stew. Now she makes it without meat because we're like 90% vegetarian. Which means I occasionally eat chicken. But my nanny makes stew and it is warm and comforting and reminds me of my childhood and makes me feel nostalgic and safe while I eat dinner. So I would say that my nanny's stew is the best thing I've ever eaten. Which accent do you find the sexiest? Again, I believe this will come as no surprise. And I will make a joke that I have made many times to many people. But let me make it publicly. there's lots of accents I find sexy. I find the Australian accent very sexy. I find some American accents very sexy. But the accent that I find sexiest is the British accent. It just hits me. And as I have said many times and will say many times in the future, it hits me right in the colonialism. That is very much a joke. Please don't be offended. I'm sorry. Okay, so What's your favorite type of audio to record? Have you identified and started enjoying any new kinks since you joined DWA? Do you have any special things you do to recording to get yourself in the mood? And how often do you listen to other audios? So, my favorite type of audio to record. Most of the time, when I'm going to record, I just press record and see where my brain goes. So 90% of the things that I've posted are improvs, and I find them very fun. Anything silly, I really enjoy recording. So if you listen to me say the number 7 over and over, or talk about platonic friends with benefits, I had a great time recording them because they were fun. But also I really like doing script fills. I think my favorite is probably script fills because I like giving voice to other people's words, and then I like listening to other fills of it to see, you know, the different interpretations that different people do. Have you identified and started enjoying any new kinks since you joined DWA? Not necessarily any new kinks, however. So, I never identified as a princess, ever, until a friend of mine called me princess, and yeah, then I realized that I definitely am a princess, and yes, since then I have had much self-realization where I realize that everything I surround myself with is very princess-like. As I had this realization, I could see a mug that literally said the word princess. Do you have any special things you do before recording to get yourself in the mood? No, not really. I just record when I want to. Some of the stuff I've recorded has been for specific people. Like a friend of mine was like, there's not enough FRF content about established relationships. And I was like, well, allow me to help. And I immediately recorded. How often do you listen to other audios? So, I wear hearing aids, and the sound plays directly into my brain. And I would say I listen to audios every night. Probably. Well, not probably, definitely. I listen to some sort of something every night. Absolutely in terms of porn purposes. But also in terms of, I listen to sleep aid every night. I have a couple of sleep aids that I return to. If anyone is interested in knowing what they are, let me know. If I could have dinner with any person from history, who would it be? Okay, so this is going to be difficult because there are so many people that I love and admire and adore. So there's three people that I'm struggling to pick between because they are three people who I have loved and admired for most of my life. And I think, you know, you can see a kind of similar vein in that they're all smart and eccentric. And it's Stephen Fry, who I absolutely adore. I think he's hilarious. He's smart. I think his writing is brilliant. It's Neil Gaiman, who is the author of my all-time favorite book, American Gods, and also just so much stuff that I adore. So, you know, if you haven't read Sandman, read Sandman. But yes, and I adore him, and I own American Gods 4 times in 4 different formats. And also Robin Williams. And I think my answer is going to be Robin Williams. So I grew up in the 90s. And I was obsessed with Peter Pan. Because it's the first book I ever remember reading. It's the first film I ever remember seeing. And Robin Williams is in Hook. Which, you know, I know some people think it's an objectively bad movie, and I will allow you to have your wrong opinion. But I love it. I have loved it my whole life. It hits me in the nostalgia. It makes me feel cozy. And just Robert Williams as a comedian, as a man, as an actor, always spoke to me. And I always thought he seemed lovely, and he was very funny, and he seemed kind. And he was very sweet. And he is the first and thus far only celebrity death that I have felt personally impacted by. So, yes, if I could have dinner with anyone, I would have dinner with him. And I think we'd have a lovely time. Oh my. What is one thing someone can say to you to make you melt and get wet as fuck? It really depends on who it is that's saying it. But, in the right context, from the right person, a simple, "Are you gonna be a good girl for me?" You know, it works. My favorite drag race. So, for those of you who don't know, which I assume maybe some people, I don't know, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I have watched every season. My favorite season, is probably, I think it's season 8, but no, I'm not sure what exact season it is, but it's the season that Sasha Velour won. She is my all-time favorite drag queen. She's a Room Rights scholar, and their actual personhood, they're a non-binary Jewish queen who promotes equality and, you know, socialism and anti-racism, and they're just amazing. But that season was chock full to the brim of talent, and it gave us the best lip sync, the best finale lip sync to So Emotional. "I get so emotional, baby." That song gave us the best finale lip sync, where Sasha Velour revealed hundreds of rose petals, and it was amazing. And yes, that is my favorite season. I'm also enjoying the current season, both of UK versus the world. I am team blue. I'm team blue hydrangea, and also the current season of US Drag Race, where I am team Willowpill. What made me decide to record audios? Again, people just kept saying my voice was nice, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a bash, and then I liked it. What is my favorite kind of audio? Instructions, roleplay, ramble flaps, SFW, NSFW, both to record and to listen to. Like, in terms of recording, I really enjoy recording at all. Like I said, I like the challenge of a script because, you know, you have to follow someone else's direction and give voice to someone else's words. To listen to, I'm a fan of JOI. And I am a fan of DDLG scripts in a very much non-incest and non-age play kind of way. What would you find to be the most pleasant, most surprising, and most fulfilling part of posting on Reddit in the capacity that you do? This is an easy answer for me. So, when I joined Sexy Reddit, I just made a decision that everyone was my friend, and I would treat everyone as my friend until anyone gave me any reason, you know, to think otherwise. And thus far, I have had a 99% pleasant experience with a couple of, you know, bad eggs thrown in there, and that's fine. Bad eggs are always gonna crop up, but I have made some friends from Reddit that I talk to every day, all day, every day. And, you know, they are not just my internet friends, they're my real friends, and I love them very much. And I have known them for 2 months, maybe. And I cannot envision having them not be in my life now. So I, you know, I came for the smut and I stayed for the friendship, and I really like it. And I feel like the best thing, one of the best things about posting, and maybe I think a lot of people might relate to this, maybe, I don't know. You know, Sexy Reddit, Gone Wild Audio is a side of myself that I keep very hidden in real life, in my day-to-day life. People would be shocked by this side of me, and that's fine because I only share it with people that I want to share it with. Anonymously on the internet, you can all have it. In my real life, I only share it with people that I want to share it with. But I find it easy to be very authentic. And on Sexy Reddit, and also with the friends that I've made. I feel like I'm 100% authentically myself. And I have laughed more in the last 2 months than I have laughed in maybe years. So, yes, I am very grateful that this sexy corner of the internet has resulted in real tangible friendships that I am going to keep forever. What is your favorite number? My favorite number, and you may have guessed already based on the fact that I said it over 200 times, is the number 7. I feel like it's a lucky number. It's a good number. What is my favorite kind of triangle? So, triangles are the strongest shapes, which is why we see them so often in architecture. But the strongest of triangles is an equilateral triangle, which is a pretty good triangle. My favorite kind of chocolate. So, yes, I like a mint crisp, which is by Dairy Milk, and it's just chocolate with little bits of mint in it. I like a Toblerone. Essentially, I like mint chocolate, milk chocolate with bits. Do I have a favorite pet name? So again, it depends on who is calling me said pet name. But I have grown to love Princess recently. I very much like Baby. I very much like Good Girl. And then I also like Slut, Whore, and Fucktoy. But yes, I like most pet names. Once they're said to me by someone that I want to say them to me. My favourite script that I've filled. I really liked, and I'm going to go out of this so that I can see it. It's by Nortrum, I think. This is difficult. Okay, I'm going to give two answers. So, a script that I found really challenging and enjoying, and enjoyed doing it, is by u/i_Nortrum, and it's his friend to lover script where the popular girl flunked her math test, and it's, you know, kind of a comfort audio. But what I really liked about it, and what I think maybe drove other people away from it, was the crying. Because it just gave me an opportunity to try do something different. So that is one of my favorites. And then also, I absolutely love and adore any and all scripts by... I also love any and all shitposts by u/Anissa Cooper, because I love her brain and she is amazing. But u/baby_baby_o_baby posted a beautiful narrative called When I'm Alone in Bed, I Think of Us and What You Do to Me. And it's just poetry, and I couldn't not fill it as soon as I saw it. And I have listened to every single fill of it, and I will listen to any other fills of it that come about. And she also has a male version that has been filled by some lovely male VAs, so I highly encourage you to listen to it. My favourite script of mine that people have done, for separate reasons, there's two that I really like. So I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. And any girls out there or ladies out there, or actually anyone out there, because it doesn't necessarily have to just be ladies. Anyone out there that has PCOS will understand the pain. So the first script I ever wrote was a PCOS comfort script. And I very much wrote it specifically for myself because I wanted to hear people comfort me. And it has been filled, and I'm going to check, but I think it's been filled 7 times. Yes, here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, it's been filled, 6 times. It's been filled 6 times. And I have listened to every fill, and I have loved every fill. What I like about it more is that there are other women who have commented on it and said that it brought them comfort. And that makes me happy. And actually, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this, but I want to shout out Right Bit of Kit, because I was unsure about posting scripts, because it's more nerve-wracking to post words that I've written than just my voice. And Right Bit of Kit was very encouraging. So thank you, Kit. I really appreciate it. You are very kind. So that is my favourite for that reason. My actual favourite thing I've written, and I say written because I can I count it as written if it's all plagiarised content? For Valentine's Day, I wrote a love poem, and it is compiled completely of song lyrics from 61 different songs. And again, it has been filled 4 times. And the absolute angel that is u/90s_good girl made me a playlist of it. But I like things that engage my brain or feel like a challenge. So yes, I could have just written a poem, but it is harder for me and more fun if I write it out of 61 love songs. And I love seeing the different interpretations. So, you know, one of them was supremely sexy. One of them was silly. One of them was funny. They just make me very happy. Anytime anyone fills my words, I feel very privileged, because it means that they like them enough to put their voice to it. And yes, it is a privilege and it makes me very happy. So that is all the questions on the Google form. I am going to go to the comments, and I am going to lavish everyone in praise that left public comments, because I know who you are. So Starry said, "How are you so awesome? Tell me your secrets." I don't particularly think I'm that awesome. I just try to be kind. That's my only secret. I just try to be kind, and I assume everyone is my friend. And Starry, I think you are awesome. I see you be kind to everybody. And also, you look fucking gorgeous. Have you seen the pictures you post? You're beautiful. Lemon Dropkick 22 said, "Waffles or pancakes?" "Pancakes every time, please." "Chocolate or fruity candy?" "Chocolate every time, please." "My favorite book?" So, yes, American Gods by Neil Gaiman, absolutely all-time favorite. I also am a big fan of Swan Song by Robert McCammon. I'm a big fan of Jurassic Park. I'm a really big fan of a book called Children of Time by, what's his name, Adrian Tchaikovsky. And I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent about this book because it's brilliant. So I like fake science that seems plausible. And in this book, he writes about the death of Earth. So Earth is dying. And space colonists are looking for a viable planet that they can terraform and uplift the life on, so that when the people of Earth travel through cryosleep, travel through cryosleep to get to this planet, it will take X amount of light years, the planet will have been terraformed, the life forms will have been uplifted, and they'll be ready to receive the humans, the people. However, accidentally, when they try to terraform the terraforming the planet goes fine. When they try to uplift the primates on the planet, they accidentally uplift spiders. And what follows is alternating chapters from spiders and a human's point of view as the spiders evolve. And as I read it, I was like, yes, this does feel like what an uplifted spider society would be like. But it's also a critique on, you know, what is humanity? What is religion? What does it mean to be a person? What is morality? There's some feminist critique in there as well. It's really good. I really enjoy it. If you like sci-fi, I highly recommend it. My favourite movie. Again, I love and adore films. Listen, if your girl can be a nerd about something, she will be a nerd about something. So, my favourite movie. Like, I simply cannot pick a single favourite film. But Disney's Peter Pan, whilst problematic, has my heart, because it's the first film I remember watching, and I watched it on repeat, and I could probably do a one-woman show of the film. Jurassic Park is an amazing movie. It still holds up. I watch it probably once every 8 weeks. I went to see it in the cinema for the first time this year, and I had an amazing time. And also, Jeff Goldblum. Yes, thanks. Goodfellas is just objectively a brilliant movie, and I love it. Bugsy Malone is a great movie, and I love that too. Favorite movie. I'm also a big fan of a musical, so I like Grease. I just love movies. I just love art. Art moves me. My favorite meal, as previously mentioned, my nanny stew makes me happy. Thank you, Lemon. You're a good egg. Earl_Grey99 said, if you could live in another decade, which one would you choose and why? I find this question very difficult, right? Because I believe it's very easy to romanticize the 50s. And I think when we look at media from the 50s, we are shown a very sanitized version that's all sock hops and dresses, and it makes it look amazing. But actually, if I think about it, one in the 50s in America, no thank you, it was only good for straight white men. In the 50s in Ireland, if I lived in the 50s in Ireland, I, you know, would have been married by the time I was 18, and would have been popping out kids left, right and centre, because contraception wasn't legal here until 1993. Whilst I think it's fun as a thought exercise to romanticise how amazing it would be to live in other decades, I don't think I would change it, because I like my life. I like it now. And, you know, thankfully, whilst there is much work to do, society has progressed a lot more, especially in Ireland. So that it is not just good for the straight white men. So I think I will stay here. And Earl, sweet tea, you know I think you're amazing. I like your voice. I'm glad that you're my friend. You are lovely, and thank you for the question. Food and Gun said, dogs or cats? Dogs, any day of the week. Although I also love cats, but I have two dogs and they have my heart. My favourite kind of tea. I am in Ireland, so I obviously like breakfast tea. And if I had to pick, I would pick Loyans tea. Do not come for me, Barry's fans. Loyans is objectively better. I'm also a big fan of mint and lavender. Yes, very tasty, thank you. Do I think I have an accent / like my accent? So, obviously, based on the fact that people have told me, people like my voice. I don't think I have an accent. I never really particularly thought about how I sounded until people started telling me I sounded good. I love to sing. I think I sing nicely. I don't know if I have an accent, because I find that I talk like who I'm talking to. So, you know, do I out myself and do some accents? Why not? If I'm talking to someone from Wales, I will very much talk. No, I don't know what that was. I'll talk like this, yes. I don't know what that is either. Okay, I'm just outing myself by not being able to do it. But, you know, okay, now I'm going to have to do an accent to redeem myself. If I was in Wales, if I was talking to a Welsh person, I'd talk like this. Yes. And if I was in Northern Ireland, I talk like this. And I basically just don't say consonants. If I want to be from Derry, I. Anyway. And if I was a Southern Belle, I would talk like this, darling. And if I was a Valley girl, I'd talk like this. Anyway, my point is, I very much talk like who I'm talking to. Anytime I go away, or I come home, my family are like, why are you talking like that? And I'm like, talking like what? They're like, you sound weird. But it's because I adapt the accent of whoever I'm speaking with. Would I prefer a coffee shop or a sports game for a first date? I do not drink coffee. However, they sell tea in coffee shops. And if I'm going on a date, I want to get to know the person. So if it's a first date, yes, absolutely. Let's go for tea and let's chat, please. I would enjoy that. Thank you, Food and Guns. Now, I have four questions from Fishy, you/Fishy. And first off, Ryan, I think you were the first script fill I ever did. I think you're, yeah, I was. And I very much enjoyed it. And you have been very kind to me throughout my tenure on GWA, so thank you. And I very much call you a friend. Also, if you haven't, and for some reason you're listening, please do go listen to Ryan's erotic thriller. It's very good. I'm invested. I'm treating it as a serial, so as the chapters drop, I'm listening to it, and I like it a lot. So yes, thank you, Ryan, for your amazing words, your lovely voice, and for consistently being kind to everyone that you interact with, from what I see. Anyway, these are going to be the last four questions, so thank you. One. Was the decision to record like a snap decision, a long process, or something else? So I joined GWA. No, I joined Reddit on this account for two subreddits, which are GWA and Brat Life. And I've made great friends on both, and I really appreciate and love them. In terms of the decision to record, my decision to record was a snap decision because I made content for specific people. My decision to post was a longer process. And it came from people hyping me up and telling me that it would go well. So thank you to those people. And again, now I just post for myself because it's fun. And the scripts that I fill. Oh, so Ryan said, how do you pick things to record? I have a couple of script writers who I'm pretty much happy to record more or less anything they write. They are Baby. They are Anissa Cooper. Anything by I. Nortrum. Ryan, I think your scripts are amazing, obviously. So I kind of check on those. If I like it, I'll record it. In terms of improvised content or content I do myself, it's very much things I take from real life. Yes. A lot of the stuff that I record but that's not scripted is either a reliving of something that has happened in my real life or something that I would like to happen in my real life. It's the same thing with my scripts. I write what I like and I die when it's filled. What do I wish there were more of on GWA? So, what I love about GWA and what I enjoy about a lot of the content that's posted is that it is non-specific but descriptive, which makes it very easy to insert yourself. But the content does not always have to be for me. So what I would like to see more of on GWA is content directed at specific audiences. So I would like to see content directed at people of color. I would like to see content directed at trans people. I would like to see content directed at, I don't know, people in wheelchairs. You know, I think there are underserved audiences out there, and I think that there is no harm in a little bit of the space on GWA being used to serve those specific audiences as opposed to content that is general enough to fit all, if that makes sense. And also I just want to shout out to Dahlia Foley. I have not recorded any of their stuff because they write M for F. But Dahlia, I think you write some of the most amazing M for F I've ever read and listened to. So I don't know if you'll ever hear this. But I just want to take the opportunity to praise you because I think you're amazing. Yes, and the very last question is, what is the best kind of pie, sweet or savoury? Up to you. So, I am a big fan of now fake chicken, but previously chicken. Like a chicken and vegetables savoury pie. Yes, please. Again, it's that like sense of comfort and home and warmth and niceness. Well, that's a nice question to end on, isn't it? Anyway, I have been speaking for longer than I initially thought I would speak for. How long has it been? It's been 39 minutes. Look, I still fail to understand why 650 people have chosen to follow my account. However, I am very humbled and feel very privileged to have people that like my content and want to engage with me. And yeah, I like being a part of this community. I feel like I have made friends for life. And also I feel like every interaction I've had from GWA has been overwhelmingly positive, and I'm very happy to be here. So if you listen to all of this, thank you. You know, I'm always down for more friends, so I don't know, holler at me if you need me. But yes, thank you for listening. Thank you if you submitted questions. I was unsure if I was interesting enough to do an AMA, so I appreciate the fact that I have been asked a lot of questions. yeah, and I will be back, I'm sure, with more content for you all to enjoy, if it's the kind of stuff that you enjoy. And if it's not, that's okay. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.